Hey man, what's going on? Welcome to another episode of Ism Radio. I'm your host, I am Tariq Nasheed. Today's show is brought to you by Bincoux.com, B-I-N-C-O-U-X.com. They have a variety of amazing art, wall, and museum quality prints for very reasonable prices. You can frame them, do anything you like. Go to Bincoux, B-I-N-C-O-U-X.com, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm here with my lovely co-host. We have Miss Bree over here. What's going on, Bree?
What up?
Now, how you cold? Bree came in here complaining about being cold. She got on the Kanye West shirt, the Mary J. Blige leather.
Shut the hell up.
The stretch pants. How are you cold, sweetie?
It's cold outside. LA cold. It's cold outside. I came in here, the air was on, and he had a damn fan on.
Yes.
It's cold.
Yes.
It's
cold. Man. And over here, we have Layla. How are you, Layla?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Layla got the Patra braids.
I'm so happy I don't have to deal with my hair right now. I'm happy to have my braids. I might keep them for a minute.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And today, we have a special guest on the show, ladies and gentlemen. We have a brother. He's going to be on the new episode of, well, the new season of Love & Hip Hop LA, right?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Wait.
We got to get in the mic, brother.
We got to get close, so we can hear you.
There you go. You can even hold the mic, brother, if you can hold it up to you. But we need to hear you.
Hear ya.
We have brother Akbar Ahmad. Is it Ahmad? Akbar Ahmad?
Akbar Abdul Ahad.
Ahad. My bad. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good.
Let's get you in the mic. We got to hold the mic. Just hold the mic. There you
hold
go.
The mic. Hold
yeah,
the
just
mic.
Hold it up to you.
Take it off.
No, you just hold it like that.
Yeah.
I know it's a little uncomfortable.
Let's scoot up a little bit more.
Yeah.
You could like
my knee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I hold you.
How tall are you?
I'm 6 feet.
Yeah.
I'm 6 feet.
So you're going to be on the new season of Love & Hip Hop, man. So how's that experience been so far?
I don't really too much talk about it, but everything's cool.
No, they have like a little non-disclosure. You guys can't really.
Yeah, I can't really discuss nothing.
So
really,
what can you talk about? You could talk about.
Talk about my life.
You could talk about your life. Okay,
I can talk about life.
But you know we're gonna have to get to, because last week we did a story on you.
Well, we're gonna get to that.
Let's build that.
Let's go. Don't go right into the shit. We gotta build that shit up. Come on now. I gotta get to know the player. Layla's like, okay, let's talk about this scandal shit. No, we gotta get to know this brother. I gotta get to know the brother. So brother, you played basketball.
Yeah.
Who'd you play for?
I was played overseas. I worked out with the Timberwolves when I first came out of college.
Okay.
I played at Idaho State University, and I took my talents overseas and played in Germany, Austria, and Israel.
Okay.
Yeah.
How was it over there in Israel?
It was beautiful.
No doubt.
You know, the women were beautiful there. It was a great experience. You know?
Okay.
But I tell you, it teaches you a lot of discipline.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because it's different. You appreciate America a lot more, especially the freedom that you have, because certain things, they're very religious in different countries.
Mm.
Very religious. Here is they give you a free way, you know. Especially even the laws for women here is very different. You know,
yeah. Over
there, they really don't care.
Damn. How was it in Germany?
Germany was different, too. Germany is like, it's real cold.
Yeah.
And they love Americans. You know, you have a lot of, it's saying like war babies. Like
yeah.
Over there, a lot of guys in the military, you see a lot of mixed girls the whole time. You running up on people like, hey, what's up? Trying to speak English. They over there like, was must do.
Well,
they don't speak no English. You feel me? They speaking all German.
No doubt.
So, yeah.
So now
Austria was similar too, because Austria next door, that's actually where Hitler's from.
Yeah.
You know, Vienna, Austria.
Did you see a lot of stuff like Holocaust memorials and stuff like that over there?
No, it's kind of like they don't really play that. Like anything that they don't want any reminders.
They don't like talking about
it,
right?
Yeah. Even if you get caught with a gun there, like you're doing forever in a day, they don't play with no guns or nothing there.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, they don't, because they don't want you to try to do something crazy, you know, and take over or something like that. You know how people are like with dictatorships, they don't really like that.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you're cool with 50 Cent, man. How'd you meet 50?
Me and 50 met a while back, you know, and it was all business at first. You know, I met him through some people, some mutual friends, some people that he was cool with. And the first thing he said to me, he's like, you look like the dude that took my high school sweetheart.
Oh, damn.
From that point on, I knew he'd remember me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he'd talk it up. Like, see, one thing about 50, like, he a real person, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He loved people from struggle. He loved people with... He's a real person. So it's like people see on social media and they talking about he petty and all that. It's entertaining, man.
Absolutely.
You know, he just took it to social media. It's just entertaining to him. But other than that, real good dude, though. Real down to earth. Like, he's a real person. You know what I mean?
Doubt.
He's not like one of them Hollywood dudes, or not even say Hollywood, just entertainers that go out there and just get too big time. Like, he real down to earth.
No
like,
doubt.
That's why I rock with 50, you know?
Yeah.
You doing something with his label or something like that?
Yeah, we working on some stuff that, you know, I don't talk about, but it's some...
You don't talk about shit, brother.
No, some things, you don't want to speak it to, you know, you want to keep it, you know...
No, because I've been asking you. I've been asking you about 50 Cent. Every time I ask this fool, I'm like, what's your relationship? Yeah. Like, you just laugh. I'm like, what is going on?
You can talk about that shit.
You can talk about something. You need
my new slogan. It's like, that's my people. I just told you my relationship with him. It's like, it's like when it comes to business, like, I ain't gonna tell you about what we got in the works, but until it happens, and you know, certain things we're talking about.
But you are working. You are actually working towards something.
Yeah, for sure. Musically. For sure.
So you went into basketball?
Musically, entertainment, because, you know, I'm into acting.
Into acting.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So how did you transition in from basketball to acting?
It was, I think about it, like, I grew up in a project, so all we had was watching TV, sports, and music. So those are the things that I was passionate about, you know what I'm saying? So when it came down to that, I was into that. So when it came to the cameras on me, I was used to it. So
no doubt.
Like, even like when I talk, I always feel like somebody watching me.
Yeah.
So you got to always have a voice of reason and just be conscious of what you're saying. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And you've been in the media lately over Scandal.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole thing with Tiara Marie.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Tiara Marie, she's a singer. She's an actress. She's on a few seasons of Love & Hip Hop. You were dating her. How long were you dating her?
About 7 months.
Okay. Yeah. 7 months. And there was a sex tape made and a sex tape leaked, and they were blaming you for the leak, right?
Yeah, it was like she said I was a homosexual too.
I said it looked like it.
She said the way I dress. Okay, I don't know how I'm supposed to dress.
Yes. I did.
Well, yeah, she said.
Yeah, what made you say that, Bree?
See, the thing about it is,
yes,
you and I just learned that you were from Chicago, so that means a difference to me. But Chicago dudes are real ass niggas. Like, you very seldomly is gonna run into a gay dude, and that's no offense to nobody gay or nothing like that. But just like, he from the hood, he grew up, we from the same hood. So you ain't gonna really find that out there. But so when a nigga glow up and get fly as shit, like super fly and be on these pictures and shit, like, yes, it sends that message to the world. I didn't know you're from Chicago. That makes a difference to me. I don't know if it make a difference to nobody else, but I look at your pictures, you dress like on some next level fly shit. Like,
right, because sometimes I'm gonna give it too fly. Yeah, it could be red wrong. So,
right,
you know.
Right, right.
People ain't willing to take the fashion chances, the style chances that you take. So.
Do you get that a lot?
Do people holler at you?
No.
Okay.
No, like, I mean, one time.
In the mic, brother.
I know one time I was wearing some, my cousin used to put me on these joggers. And they was from H&M when they first came out. And I'm like, man, I don't know about that. Because they had like the little small ankle thing. You could see your shoes. So I'm like, I kind of like that part. But it's kind of like, it was a slim fit. I don't know how I felt, right? So I went to the airport. And some chick was like, ooh, I like them on you. I said, oh, you do? Right? So didn't tell me nothing.
So they start cooperating with you.
What? Listen, man, I started wearing the fitted shirts. Like, it's like, show your physique off. You look good. I'm like, show your muscles, you know? Because at the end of the day, dudes ain't, you know, you ain't doing it for the dudes.
Right,
you know?
So
we dress, you know, women dress for women. You know, they'll do that. Like, girl, I'm about to get this. I'm about to be sharp. We don't dress for dudes. You know what I'm saying? We dress for the women. So if a woman giving me compliments, that's all that matters. So it's like,
If a woman compliments you, you got on some rhinestone flip-flops.
Not that type of compliment. I'm talking about like she into you. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
And even when you know, when it comes to fashion, like the gay community, like them dudes can dress.
That's true.
Go a little bit overboard,
most of the stylists are gay.
For real talk. Yeah, so when they give you a compliment too, like, that's fly. You know, they into the pieces and all that. They see Givenchy, they see you with that. They be like, I see you.
No doubt.
Yeah, but it's certain things you just don't cross the line with. You know what I'm saying? Like, long as you don't see no emojis and all that.
Yeah,
they'll respect you as a man, long as you don't cross the line. But no, I get the emojis and certain emojis.
Like,
you can't
emojis.
Leave. You can't leave. You got to be let them know, like, you know, because they'll never cross the line. They respect, you know, at the same time, that type of community would want to turn you. If you fly like that, they'd be like, ooh, if I can turn him.
Yeah.
But long as you keep it, bro.
Has that happened to you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, they kind of know. They know. They have that the gaydar. They know what's up.
Okay.
So when they look at you, they know, they'd be like, you know, what's up? I'd be like, what's up, bro? They know it's a limit. But if you be like, hey, they be like, hey. You feel me? You gotta know.
Don't say hey.
You gotta be like, what's up, bro? What's
exactly.
Up? Yeah.
Exactly. You gotta keep it masculine on their ass.
Yeah. Reminder.
Yes. So now back to Tiara. So that whole thing with Tiara, the tape leaked out, it went all over the place. They were, she were blaming you, and then I saw there was a video of you guys arguing in a hotel or something, right?
No. It looked like a hotel. That was my spot.
Okay. I'm on the hotel.
It kind of looked like a hotel. Yeah, it looked like a hotel.
Wait, what, you staying at the Snooty Five? Something like that? It looked like a fucking hotel to me, my dude.
No, when it comes to Tierra, man, it's a sensitive situation. Like, you know, she got a big heart, you know. Something happened, a situation happened with a particular individual that leaked the situation, and I don't want to say her name, but it's all bad.
So it was a girl who leaked it.
Yeah, it was a female leaked, and it was all bad on both parties, and it wasn't something that you know I was cool with in the situation.
Right.
But some stuff transpired, and something happened in a situation that, like a scene that happened, and it went all bad for us. So. Windows was being busted and all that, but I forgave her for that.
Oh, damn.
I ain't pressed charges and none of that. You know, we don't call the police.
Right.
It's just the way it is.
Now, the thing is, she did a press conference with Lisa Bloom, you dig? And you got your name out there, you dig? So have you talked to her about that? I mean, they're doing...
That's what we're working on with the whole thing with the lawyers, too. You know, the counter lawsuit with the whole defamation of character. Because you blaming me, you're not allegedly no more. They saying I did it.
Oh,
so
wow.
So when they saying the proof, where's the proof? And where's the proof that I did it? So you're oh, well, he had this. No, because we recorded with her phone. So everybody got these speculations. Don't do that, because me personally, like, I like to record my women in general.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, is this something you do on a normal basis?
You know that.
Oh, yeah. Well, damn. Okay.
And then she over here talking like,
okay.
I hit that too.
Okay, there you go.
So she talking like
put on out there, brother. Put on out there in the streets. Play a shit.
Okay, but
she, wait. No, she 100, because I don't want to.
No. Okay.
She sat here and said she didn't know me like that. I'm like, we know each other.
We okay. Yeah. This is why he's here, because I know him, everybody.
Yeah, we see.
We know him.
Yeah, we see.
No, know me. We know. You know what I'm saying?
I know him. We dated.
Yeah, go put on out there in the streets.
We dated.
Where's the video? Shit.
Okay.
I kept that video.
Okay.
I don't let that stuff get leaked.
Right. We're not gonna leak that.
I don't want women to think that's what I'm into, leaking videos. I'm not into that. I like to make videos. That's clown. I like to make videos. I don't like to leak them.
Right.
And I keep my own. We got our own Pornhub. We don't need none of that. We keep it exclusive here. But it's like that's what it is, and it's like. You know, sometimes you be like, man, I want to see that thing again. You know, it's memories. You know, and then you look at it. You know, when it's games, when you look at it together, like, ooh, let me see that. You know, let me see that.
Man.
So that's why you do it, just for memories?
That's why I do it. How I do it. And it's like, and you know, it's
funny.
Well,
hopefully you have good memories then.
Oh, great memories. So, you know, it's crazy when certain women do certain things and then they do it and they like it, you know, because they trust you. They trust you. And that's an intimate situation. I would never want to put no woman in, no matter how frustrated I get with a woman, I don't do that. You know what I mean? Me and Layla, we got into it. Like, I would never, I'm a leak the tape. Or none of that.
Yeah, we always got into it. That's why we decided to be friends, right?
No, we deeper than that, too.
Oh, damn.
See, Layla, we're trying to downplay this.
Layla trying to downplay
the
shit. He's, yeah. Layla, see, trying, Layla be trying to front.
Get away with it today.
I'm still smashing. I mean, damn.
Akbar, let's be real. Akbar, how long has it been? Like, let's be honest.
I don't remember the days.
We haven't done it in a very long time.
I haven't hit it in a long time.
Thank you.
And I don't know. That's a long, long time, though. Right?
Yeah.
At least a year.
Oh, shit.
It probably has been.
See,
a year.
Yeah.
She moved around, though. She
like if we was in the same city.
Y'all,
exactly.
In the same area?
See,
she not about to get caught. She's
very honest.
I'm dead. She got to be like, oh, I'm on my period. Oh, my, I got to go get my son. Yeah, you got to figure it out.
Yeah.
You better come with that excuse, because I'm hopping out the shower. You know what time it is.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
So what you been up to? Hold on, let me get in the shower real quick. I'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Okay, since we being honest, remember last time I seen you?
Oh, no, I'm going to tell you this story.
Since we being last, let's be honest. He tried to hit it, and I was like, I got to go.
No, that ain't what happened. Right. That's you try to fast forward. I see her walking down violent, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, Layla, oh, I'm with another woman.
Mm.
Yeah, that's how I get down.
No, so, no, okay.
And it gets tricky. Y'all gonna see the big picture later.
So
I see, I'm like, Layla, what's up? She's like, oh, hey, Akbar. And you know, I'm so real with it. It's confusing. It's weird. Because dudes like to lie and go behind your back. So I got another woman. I'm saying, hey, come and get in the car with me. What you about to do? Come on. Woo-woo. Whole time I said, let's go to my spot. So we pulled over, she hopped in. I'm like, yeah, so how are you doing? Doing good. Yeah, how your son? Oh, good. Come with me. So she went to Went to my crib, right? Went to the crib, went up to the condo. I'm like, yeah, let me get a shower real quick. Y'all get acquainted with each other. So they start talking, and I'm like, Layla, you want to have a threesome?
Let
me tell you the real story. That's her side.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, y'all figure out the type of what's the truth. She said, I'm on my period. I said, it's all good. We ain't got to do it. Maybe next. She said, yeah, for sure. You know I'm down with it. Trying to fast talk me. I see the nervousness.
Oh, shit.
I say, because you already know she be running from the pipe anyway.
Yeah, oh, shit.
So,
yeah, with this interview to turn into something.
Oh,
what the fuck?
I say,
yes, we fucking got some
juice. Hey, South Tariq, so I say, it's all good. You go handle your business with her. I say, you good? She's like, no, I catch an Uber. I say,
oh,
hey, Tariq. She said, matter of fact, I'll walk.
Oh, damn.
See, look. Hey, now which way do I go? I said, elevator right there, baby. Right.
You so good?
Have my
so
towel
confused.
On and everything. Have my abs showing. Like, you good? She's like, I'm good. I'll call you. I gotta get to my son. That way. Yeah, that way.
That's funny.
And Layla is a real person, guys.
Yes.
Finally, she's a real person.
Yes. Yeah. We trying to front.
They be playing it. And listen, you know, some real stuff. It's even situations like, even, I don't know if y'all like stations and everything, but even Hollywood Unlocked don't want me on there because some situation. Like, not nothing negative, but they siding with Tierra Marie and certain things, and there's certain, a particular individual on there that know what's up, too. You know what I mean? With me and that person, too. So,
that's wait, at first you were saying that her ex-boyfriend.
No, because she was speaking on me. No, because I didn't know, we didn't know who leaked it at the time. We was both trying to figure it out. So me and Tierra was trying to kick it. But at the end of the day, it's like you got people in her ear, her counsel in her ear, and they don't want her to deal with me. But she cared for me. She liked me a lot. You know what I mean? And she got my name tattooed on and everything.
Oh, so damn. It's
like,
damn.
It's serious. You know what I'm saying? So it's like she don't know what to do. You know, and it's a serious situation. And it's just sensitive now, man. But it ain't easy to go through that with somebody. You know?
Absolutely.
But really,
it's a little more 50.
Is it as serious with you as it is for her?
That's what I was going to say.
No, not as serious. Like, what I mean, like, I care about it, but it's not, I don't fall the same way a woman would fall, if that makes sense.
Remember when I asked you that question, though?
Yeah, emotionally? Yeah.
What? How do you really feel about her? And you were like, I see the good in everybody.
No, because she was like, oh, I want to reciprocate it, but you can't expect me to be like a woman would be, you know? Like, especially when a lot of women are hopeless romantics. So you fall easily because you're in love with the thought of being in love.
That's very true.
And then when you get that, and when you see the future in that man, you see all these qualities. I'm a great father, a provider, all these things, a protector. You see that in me, but that don't mean I see the same thing in that person, a mother, a nurturing woman, or, you know, stability mentally and emotionally. You got to have that stability. I like crazy, but at the same time, I like control chaos.
Right.
And some people, like, sometimes they cross the line, and you know, but I got love for it though, as a person, real talk.
Now, Ismbot, that's the Ismbot right there. He has a question for you. Hold on.
Akbar, whose pussy is better? Tierra or Layla?
No, Ismbot.
He said,
whose
pussy is better? Tierra or Layla?
Be honest with you, like, I really don't be like, who?
Yeah, let's not do that.
I can't,
Let's not do that.
I ain't gonna lie with you, man. People say that. I'm gonna be honest with you, Tariq. Yeah. When you had sexual experience like that, a lot of experience like you, it don't really change. It's the chemistry that makes a difference. It's not the vagina, because with KY, I all feel the same.
Right.
Wow. Be honest with you. With a condom, it feels the same. I'm be honest with you. But when the chemistry with
that
person.
Is that true? With a condom?
Yeah, it feels the same. It's like, oh, it's just the smell.
It's the mentality.
If she smelled good and you didn't hit it before, you just the lust, the thought, like, ooh, I never hit this, let me hit this. You'll bust on a big girl if
that. Oh, no.
So you saying that Gabby's Cinnabay pussy is like Layla's?
Listen, man. Hey, if you ain't had it in a while, you'll be like, ooh, that girl was bad. Let you get out of prison and hit something big. Okay. Listen, you're like, I love you. No, I lust you.
God, yeah.
As soon as you bust, you be like, you know what? I don't think I can do this no more.
No doubt. Man, so now they got 50 all mixed up in this whole thing because, you know, 50 put the picture up. And that's interesting because everybody had the pictures.
Right.
Man, you know, so I'm like, how are they going to target 50?
It's Lisa, man. Lisa Bloom, she does not like 50, man. And because of that, I'm in the middle of it because she don't like 50 Cent. That's what it is. Mm. And it's like trying to correlate our relationship with that. But it's hindering me and his relationship. Like, I ain't got nothing to do with that. And they trying to tie us together. Like, it's a conspiracy. Like, why would he post my girl?
Yeah.
Mm, why would that's my girl. Right. Why would he do that?
Right, right.
And it's my guy. He would never do that. Mm. His post was to me. He said to me, like, oh, is this? Look, I'll show you the post he sent. The last post when it happened. This is a true story. This is this post. Look, what did it say? This is his post to me when it happened. What day was that? May 9th. What did he say under that?
How does get out?
He said, how this get out? Mm, he didn't even know I had nothing to do with that.
No, damn.
Like,
damn.
This is my girl. Nothing.
Damn, a picture.
I'm like, oh, that's me. He like, oh, whoa. And he took it down, whatever the case. But Lisa Bloom, like, oh, he reposted it.
Oh, he didn't even know it.
He didn't even know that was my.
Wow,
he didn't even know that was me in the tape. Like,
oh, damn.
People, I had seen some dude at the gym. He's like, man, it's feel weird to look at you now.
Oh,
like,
damn.
Because he saw my thing. I'm like, because at the end of the day, people act like it's just. You know, I don't want to knock women, but people act like I'm not a victim, and it's like my private parts being shown. No, right. I don't get me wrong, I like that confidence, but I'm not showing it to the world.
Yeah.
I'm not a porn star.
Right.
You know,
right.
So at the end of the day, it's like, at the end of the day, you look at that situation like, okay, messed up her face, got something on it, you know. Like,
her face got something on it. That's what we gonna call it.
Because that could be anything. That could be cream.
That could be ranch.
It could be lotion.
It could be light ranch. You know,
it could be mayo. It could be tartar sauce. She could have been eating seafood or some shit.
Yeah. You know, anything could have happened.
Because you got to keep in mind, your perception is your reality.
Yeah, exactly.
So whatever you perceive to be real is real.
Oh, I know.
You know what I'm saying? But so many people. So whatever you believe. It is like you got people on social media bashing me, talking bad about me, like you F boy. She even had she even had a comment about me or whatever, you know, reservations about me and opinion. Yeah. And not knowing that you have a right to that. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to clear the air.
Because they're trying to create a whole revenge porn narrative.
For what? We're together.
What they always do.
How is revenge if we was in the same bed the same day when it happened? Mm. The same next day, the next day.
Y'all need to team up and sue whoever.
That's what I said. But nobody, you know.
Because she's saying, like you're the ex the way she's saying.
No,
right?
How we going to break it? Come on, listen. Let's get real. Everybody in the world, let's pay attention. At the end of the day, when you break up with me today, it ain't over. Like, come on, Tariq. Oh, it's over. We dumped you. Come on, so I can move on. Ain't nobody moving on that fast.
God damn.
You my ex today. Yep. Come on, Tariq. Really? Let's be real, bro. If you break up with a woman today, you think it's over. Y'all ain't going to talk to each other forever from that day on?
Turn on that ass. Like, no, it ain't over.
I'm saying we know we got to really, because it happens. Women do that off, because the women, we act off emotions. And they'll make a decision off the emotion when really they don't think that. See, women always tell you how they feel. Mm-hmm. They go off their feelings. They don't go off what they're thinking. They go what they feel like. I feel like you don't care. I feel like you just so insensitive with the situation. Like, I just feel like. You don't love me.
Is that how we sound?
Yeah, that's how y'all sound. So then they think about it. She's like, you know, I thought about it. Like, you right. I shouldn't even came off like that. I thought about it. You know, because a man, we think it. That's why we walk away. We like, you know what? Let me walk away from you. Why you got to walk away? You ain't got something to say?
I'm tired of you.
If I say something right now, it may be, it ain't going to end well. So it's like something I just walk away from. Mm. And Tierra, she broke up with me all the time. It's over. And then she called me, you know, I'm sorry. Mm. She just, I think at the end of the day, she want to keep her face. She don't want to be negative. She don't want people to look at her negative. She care what people think about it. And a lot of women do. You know, she don't want people looking like she's stupid. I say, when you fall in love, when you're in love, you look stupid.
Mm. So we also speculated that she released this because Love and Hip Hop is coming back on, and she needs to show a story and a scandal for her to keep getting paid.
No, that's not true. That's not for no storyline. Love and Hip Hop do not support none of that. Mm. Love and Hip Hop does not support no sex tape, no sex with the revenge porn, with the Me Too movie. They don't play with that.
Mm. Oh, that's no more, huh?
This is not, especially Hollywood, they don't play that. Like, the showrunners, and you don't hear about that. That's not cool.
Yeah.
And ain't nothing cool about that. Like I said, I don't even, you know, like, I share certain things with her, intimacy, like, show her stuff. Like, because in the end of the day, people think, like, it's weird to show another woman another sex tape of me with another woman. They say, that's stupid. Why would you do that? You'd be surprised how I turn another woman on.
Turn you on when he do it, Layla?
Let you show another woman acting on you, and you say, this is how you supposed to do it. Or she say, I could do it better than that. I promise you, women compete. If I show another woman another sex tape of another woman, a woman like,
what,
oh, yeah.
You he been reading your books or something? What's going on? Something. Did you need to write some books?
Man, so when's the last time you talked to Tierra?
Just the other day, she called me private.
Oh, wow.
She called me private. I blocked her, so she called me private. But
you be blocking folks like Bree.
Yeah,
Bree.
You gotta get that block shit done. Sometimes you got to block somebody because it's like, you know, you got to understand, like, you know, it's certain things that certain people say that it's hard to recover from certain words. You know what I mean? That's certain words that it's just certain triggers, that certain buttons that you just, you know, you can't recover from. You can say sorry and apologize all you want, but it's like you're still in the back of your mind. You're like, you meant what you said.
Yeah,
because, you know, they say, you know, it's a saying like that. It's like, half jokes are serious.
Right, right. And when you get lawyers involved, that's some other shit.
Yeah, that's it. It's like, I don't really mean it. I'm just playing.
There ain't no coming back from that.
Nah, this ain't no, you know, you going full throttle. You know she want the bag. That's why I had the sound bites, of what the whole her scheme was with Lisa Bloom. Lisa Bloom want the money from 50.
Yeah.
She don't want me. I ain't nobody to her. She want 50, and that's the problem. It's like, 50 ain't had nothing to do with
that's such a leap to go after 50. Yeah. That's a hell of a leap.
Posted it. Oh, let's go get him now. Everybody do wrong. It didn't go through nobody's phone. It came from a social media. He took a picture. He didn't even take the video. He took a picture and he always repost up.
I want to see how that was.
But I put him on FaceTime with her, with Tierra. She was with me in Dallas just like recently, and he apologized. He said, I didn't even know y'all was together. She's like, nah, cause Lisa in her head. And she was just like, no, he said, I want to apologize. Like, I can deal with Lisa. I don't care about her. Right. I care about you though, and what you, how you feel about the situation. He said, he apologized to her as a man. Mm. And I respect it. That's why God always blessed that man. Cause at the end of the day, people don't like certain things, but he got a good heart. Even though it may not seem like it, the social media dude got a big heart though.
Right?
He apologized to her like a man, though. You know, man. He didn't have to. I didn't say, hey, 50, apologize. He like, hey, he said, I want to say I'm sorry.
Word.
And to hear 50 apologize to a woman like that was big to him. And say like, I'm like, dang.
What did she say? She wasn't going for it? Or
she just didn't know what to think. Like, this 50. Like, Betty 50.
But,
like, she didn't know. She's like,
is she going to move forward at this point?
It sure
she don't know where to move, really. She just moving. She
because now, I remember one of the sound bites had said that you were like, what can we do to make this go away? And she said,
Proclaim
your love for me. Which sounds crazy.
Man. You know, like, women
for this to go away, you just have to say, why don't you proclaim your love for her right now?
He ain't about to lie to
make
me.
This shit go away.
He don't sound like he do a lot of lying.
Man.
He's very honest. That's one thing I respect about him. He's very honest.
So, Tierra, you're going to have to go ahead and you got to sit back.
Exactly.
You know, she know what's up. People know, like, when it comes to women in my life, like, you know, it's just, you know, it's just real. Like, I don't play them games.
So how many, how deep into the season are you guys filming now? You guys just started? You guys in the middle of the season? What are you guys doing?
Man,
I know you can't talk about the details. I'm just talking about the timeline on when it might come out.
The season, they're saying that Love & Hip Hop, they're saying Hollywood is basically supposed to air like in July.
Okay. you guys are pretty much done almost, right?
Yeah,
it's just pretty much.
How'd you get to be a part of the show? Like, did they just seek you out? Like, how did that even happen?
Me and Tierra was in a relationship.
Oh, right, okay. You know she's already on it.
How'd y'all meet?
Me and Tierra met through my cousin.
Oh, your cousin? Yeah. Okay.
Is your cousin in the industry?
Yeah.
Your cousin Ray J or somebody? Who's that?
She know other people besides Ray J. Damn.
That's funny. Do you know her ex boyfriend ever? Do you know any of her exes?
No, I don't really talk about dudes. Like, I don't care about women when they exes. You know that. Like,
oh, okay.
You know that. You was telling me about your ex. I don't care about nobody.
She only
ex.
Giving a shit about them niggas, Layla. Yeah, you care about that mouth. What that mouth do?
What that mouth do?
Care
about nobody ex, you know. When you can't care about, you know, the old exes and all that. If a woman ain't married, she free game. She fair game to me. To be honest with you, she can get got. If she got a boyfriend, I don't honor that. I honor it because when you fill out the application, they say you single, married or single. What you single? Yeah, right. You got to circle that single box. So don't tell me I got a boyfriend.
But when you met Tierra, did she know about, you know, how you get down a little bit?
She heard about it. She wanted to end my situation. But I don't want to talk too much about
either. Yeah.
As people going to have to learn that a little bit more later. They'll learn that about me more. They'll learn that.
Cause but you are very media, honest, though.
People on social media trolling the situation. They don't know, really. It's going to get... It's going to come out. And they're going to be like, oh, I didn't know that.
No, damn.
Definitely. But in this situation, I just try to make lemonade out of these lemons out here, because it's like a sour situation and it's negative and people looking at me and all that negatively. Like, I just want people to understand, hear from me and know that I ain't know none of that. Ain't none of that clown. Ain't none of that's goofy where we from. We don't do none of that.
What I tell you, Layla.
And to release that type of stuff, we don't do
that. Goofy shit.
Right. Yeah, well, that's goofy. Goofy.
We don't play that goofy shit in Chicago. Everybody from Chicago know that. But I wanted to ask, what about what has so she said that you went from basketball to an actor. Actors, people that are pursuing acting does not want to usually get wrapped up in reality TV.
That's what people put you in a, you got to keep in mind, it's relationships too. It's all about putting yourself in a box. It's all about platforms. When you have a platform and you have any type of situation that you can be seen, it's all about staying, you know, active, working. Because if you're not working in any entertainment, then you're not working at all. You know what I mean?
That's true. So you don't feel this is going to be a bump to your acting career.
Oh, no. This is going to create a platform. Because it's all about, because when you perform, because say like this. Cardi B, for example, in Love & Hip Hop, she got everybody's attention. Yeah.
Damn, I forgot she was on Love & Hip Hop. Exactly.
So when you got talent, it speaks for itself.
Right.
Because she had some records that was a hot record. If it was, you know what I mean? Josh and all them other people trying to rap on there, it ain't going nowhere because it's trash.
Yeah, that's true.
But Cardi B really got talent. So if you really got talent, no matter where you from, what you doing, if you really got talent, then it's going to be bigger than that. You know what I'm saying? So it's certain things. It's you have reality stars because that's what they do and that's what they great at. Other than that, you can't see them outside of reality.
So you're not a reality star.
No. I'm me.
Well, you're going to paint a different picture for
the show. Yeah, you can't put me in a box. That's why I deal with 50, because you can't put him in a box. 50's a rapper. 50's producer. He does everything. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people try to put you in a box, and I'm not going to let nobody put me in a box at all. You know, I'm a mogul.
Akbar looks like the villain in every Tyler Perry movie.
You ain't lying. I'm definitely
They look like the villain in every Tyler Perry movie.
Yeah, I'm definitely the villain. You know, growing up, seeing a lot of bad people, I can play them roles good, too. Man. It's funny.
What's some of the movies you've been in?
I've been in a TV show, Dallas TV show.
Oh, okay.
What's the name of the show?
Dallas on TNT. It was Larry Hagman, Who Shot JR.
Oh, that was back in the day.
Yeah, they remade it.
Oh, they did?
With Josh Henderson and Jesse Metcalf. I was alongside of those guys, and it was a great experience. I also was a set PA.
Oh, cool.
So I learned how to be a runner. I learned about all the whole entire production. So I definitely understand when producers and everybody calling me and the whole PAs calling me, telling me, hey, what time? And they just, it's a saying, like, hurry up and wait.
Yeah.
They want you to be there on time, so they can have you waiting for the executive producers and the directors to come, and you sitting there waiting in your trailer like, okay, what's next? And
exactly.
It's funny. But, yeah, definitely be on the lookout for some things coming up soon. But I'm definitely working with 52, and that this type of stuff affecting the situation when it comes to the film industry too. Like, we got stuff that he got, some stuff that he's working on that he wants me to be a part of, and, you know, you'll see that coming soon.
That's good, man. I hope this scandal blows over, you know what I'm saying? I hope that don't really get you or 50 caught up in no bullshit, because
it'll play itself out.
I hope so, man, because they're really trying to, I don't like the Me Too folks and the Lisa Boone. They are really targeting brothers. Yeah, they love targeting black celebrities.
Especially with
the
money.
They'll skip over all of these white executives and all these scandals and go for the brothers, and I don't like that aspect.
And it's like, it's stuff that he didn't even do nothing. Like, you know, it's just... Because he's been a part of some crazy stuff, and that's what she's trying to use. It's just like anybody, man. They'll use your history against you. It's like, you know, date my friend.
Yeah.
You used to date my friend. You used to date. So it's like, what they got to do with us today? And that's what people do. It's just we victims of that. Mm-hmm. You know, using your past against you, man. It's like, damn, I can't never change. Like, you're a felon.
Mm. Exactly.
He's like, oh, but I'm changed. Yeah, whatever. It's any minute, you can relapse. You're going to go right back to that felon lifestyle. But like, no, I'm better. I'm an independent contractor. Now.
You're rapping too now, right?
Yeah, I'm into music. That's what I said. Music, everything. Yeah, I got a little. I got a record and everything. People might
like. Oh, yeah, we should hear some of your stuff.
You want to hear my record?
Oh, yeah, where is it?
I got it. I got it. He just sent it to me.
That was the timing. Can we play? Perfect.
I don't know if we can play it on here because of the copyright thing.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We can't play it because of the copyright.
No, this is my record.
What, you want me to email it to you?
Well, shit, we ain't got time. We can't do it now on live on the
podcast. Oh yeah, we're live.
We live right now. Where can people find this song, though?
Yeah. It ain't out yet.
Oh, damn.
So I was giving you some exclusive.
Well, let me play it. Play it. I'll play it over the mic.
Play it to the mic.
Let's see. Let's play it to the mic. On my mic.
I can't hear shit.
Well, you have to turn the music down.
Put the speaker. You must live in a jam. Looking like that. Why you still mess with
him? Booty obese, but the way is super slim. There you go. No, what's the name? What's the name of that one?
Focus.
Focus. Where can people find that?
They can't.
Okay, well, when can they find it?
It's gonna come out like in July.
Okay, are you working on the whole album?
No, just a
couple of singles. How long you been producing? Because
when you in a situation like when you any artist out there, don't come out with no albums, none of that EP. Don't do none of that because now when you go to big major labels,
yeah,
they ask you where's your projections and all that. Now if you put it out and you're not relevant right now,
yeah,
they go off those sales.
Yeah,
so if you ain't sell nothing, they like, oh, you only sold 100 copies. We're not gonna give you that much money. Now you have no leverage.
Yeah,
but now
yeah.
If you go to singles, like even like OT Genius, he does that well. He come out these singles. Now all of a sudden these labels gonna come, they gotta come with it, you know, because you know Beyonce performed to one of his records.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and that's yeah.
So it's
of
better
stuff,
to do singles.
It's better to do singles
instead of an EP basically.
Yeah, do that singles or mixtapes.
Interesting.
Because mixtapes not considered albums.
Right. They don't count.
How often do you go back to Chicago?
We just there for a family like a get together for my grandmother. She passed away. Was it last year, bro?
It's been a year.
It's been a year. Yeah,
oh, okay.
In October, like
you try to stay up out of there.
Yeah, I try to stay away from all that because it's a lot of negative. You know, I go back to remind myself, but you can't be there too long because people start to kind of like, okay, talking they get used to you. You know what I'm saying?
So you're mostly down in Texas now, right?
Yeah, L.A.
Okay. Now, where can people find you on social media?
MDE underscore Akbar, AKBAR. So it's MDE underscore Akbar, AKBAR.
That's on Instagram?
That's on Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, you got a Twitter?
No Twitter.
Just Instagram.
Just Instagram.
No Facebook, no Tinder.
Facebook, no Tinder. Tinder. No Tinder, no Grindr. No Grindr.
Man. You need to bring us no shirts? Your no clothing line? You need to bring us no shirts?
Yeah, I got a clothing line too. MDE, they got the MDE brand. You know, that's the MDE.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see everybody with
it's,
that.
Yeah, this is the brand. It's all brand.
You got jogging suits and shit?
Yeah. Oh, damn. You didn't bring a 2X jogging suit in this motherfucker?
Yeah, that's my people. That's my cousin AJ, my brother Mozzie.
My man,
Big C.
We got the crew in here.
Yeah, Big C.
Man from Minnesota here.
Yeah,
no
doubt. Representing. So I claim Minnesota though.
No doubt.
Because that's Chicago got a lot of people that they own. You know, that's claiming it. So I'm representing Minnesota right now.
No doubt.
You claim Minnesota?
Yeah, I'm claiming Minnesota.
Excuse me.
Chicago too. I'm just saying, like I got family in Chicago and Minnesota, but I don't want to leave Minnesota out like it ain't. Ain't nothing going on there.
Right.
You got people from Chicago that moved there too, and
no
from
doubt.
Detroit.
Yeah, for sure, no
it's
doubt.
Good people. So I got good people in Minnesota too that I'm repping. You know what I mean? So
my man,
I want to give a shout out to Minnesota and Chicago.
That's what's up, man. We have Akbar in the house, man. Thank you so much,
Akbar.
Brother. Akbar.
Come on, Tariq. Come on, Akbar. You know they
ain't
like,
that what
like
I said?
Akbar. He said Akbar. Like,
oh shit! I didn't say the cadence right.
Yeah, no, don't worry.
Like, that ain't a common fucking name for a nigga.
Tariq,
call you AK, mama.
Tariq, like we together. We on the line together. Hey, Tariq, Akbar, come here. You ain't know your name ain't Robert.
Man. So brother, man, we look forward to seeing you on the show. We look forward to hearing more music, man. And again, this scandal is gonna blow up, man. I see you doing good things. I can't wait to see the Layla tape. I can't wait to see that leak.
You gonna have to leak that one.
I know.
Layla, look, you might become a millionaire, girl.
I know.
Hey, love, man. Much love, though.
Man, thank you, man.
Y'all gonna wait.
All right, we're about to get up out of here. Layla, what you got up this weekend besides hiding tapes? What you got up?
Be optimistic, everybody.
No, me and Bri, we have something coming up, so we're going to be doing that.
Well, what the hell y'all got? I mean, you in the secrets. I don't even want to know what you got going on. Well, Bri, what else is Bri looking like? Shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, we got the pool party coming up, though.
Oh, yeah. When is the pool party?
Actually, we're going to change the date a little bit, guys. I'm gonna get you that info. It's going to be 2 weeks after June 9th, but I'll get you the information. It's a very good reason why we pushed it back. Very, very good reason.
So y'all pushed the date back for the
yes,
party.
Yes, we're going to do it on BET weekend.
Okay.
It's going to be popping.
Oh, cool.
It's
cool.
It's going to be popping.
All right, Layla, where can they find you on social media?
Miss Layla Lopez, MSLAILALOPEZ.
And Bri, where can they find you, dear?
Y'all don't want to know what I'm doing this weekend.
No,
I don't want to tell
you.
You can find me on Instagram.
Now what you doing? You know
I'm ain't going to be doing shit but working. Working.
I'm going
my
to
parents
party.
Will be here this weekend. So
okay.
I'm going to be
Mom
working
and dad
trying
here.
To say, yeah, they come.
Oh, your player daddy?
Yes.
Looking like Bill
yes.
Cosby?
Yes.
Her daddy
yes.
Look like
yes.
Bill
yes.
Cosby,
yes.
Everybody.
Find me at It's Bri Small, ITSBRISMALL on Instagram. Don't follow me on nothing else.
There you go. And y'all follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. And go to HiddenColorsFilm.com, 1804movie.com. We'll holler at you guys next week. Y'all be good.